name, Jesus. I bless your name, Jesus. Oh, your name is the greatest name I know, Lord. Your name is great. Your name is holy, Lord. Oh, you deserve to be praised. You deserve to be worshipped. Oh, we magnify you today, Lord. Oh, we blow you up, Lord. Lord, you are larger than life, Lord. Oh, we adore you, we adore you, we adore you. We appreciate you, we appreciate you, Lord. We need you, Lord, we need you, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you. Oh, we thank you for being the lover of our soul, the lifter up of our head. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You are mighty God. Hallelujah. 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 The Bible says, come into his presence with singing and thanksgiving. Lord, we just want to thank you. We want to thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you because of what you do in our life, Lord. We worship you because of who you are, Lord. Oh, we praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. There is none like you, Lord. There is none, there is none, there is none like you, Lord. There is none like you, Lord. We appreciate you. We magnify you. We glorify you. Oh, we bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 You're awesome, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I'm not going to let no rocks cry out for me. Hallelujah. Not as big as my mouth is. Hallelujah. I'm going to lift up my voice with a voice of triumph. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. When we begin to praise God and worship him, we set the atmosphere for the Holy Ghost to come in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, we welcome you in this service, Spirit of the Living Lord. Hallelujah. Fall fresh on your people. Fall fresh. Oh, give us a fresh anointing. Hallelujah. Fill our cups. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. This morning I'm going to be talking to you about the power of agreement. Hallelujah. The power of agreement. Hallelujah. Right now I just need you to bow your heads and close your eyes and just agree with me in prayer this morning. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you and I praise you for the breath that I have in my body, Lord. God, I thank you for waking me up this morning, starting me on my way, Lord, giving me a fresh anointing, Lord, that I may minister your word with boldness, power, and clarity and conviction in the Holy Ghost, Lord. Lord, I thank you for allowing me to come into your presence once again, Lord. I don't take it for granted, Lord. Lord, I thank you for each soul that you have sent to this house this morning, Lord. God, I pray that you will minister to them, Lord, a rhema word, Lord. Father, I pray that you will meet every need, oh God, from the crowns of their head to the soles of their feet, Lord. Begin to minister to their heart, Lord, to receive what thus said the Lord. God, I thank you for the power that you've given us to bind and loose, oh God. Father, you said whatsoever things we bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatsoever things we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. Father, I bind every spirit of distraction that come against this service today in the name of Jesus. I bind every hindering spirit in the name of Jesus. I bind every power, every principality, every ruler of high and dark places. I bind your assignments and I send you back to the pit of hell. And I loose forth the oracles of God to reign upon the earth today in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Come on and put your sanctified hands together. Hallelujah. 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 You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I just want to talk to you this morning about the power of agreement. Hallelujah, the power of agreement. I want to take you to Matthew's chapter 18 and verse 19. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 18 and verse 19. It say, again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So this morning all we need is two. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Two that's going to touch and agree. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many know that God have a number system? Glory to God. If it wasn't so, hallelujah, he wouldn't have put numbers there. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible say if two. Because sometimes people say, oh, I don't need nobody. I can do that by myself. But it's some things that you can't get done by yourself, church. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And two in God's number system stand for division or difference. Hallelujah. What you're going to do? Divide. Or you're going to make a difference in the kingdom of God. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we come to make a difference in the kingdom of God. Amen. Because God has called us out to be a prophetic, apostolic type of people. And if you really study the word of God, they were what you call movers and shakers. People that got things done. Amen. Hallelujah. I heard a elderly gentleman say before, if you can't go, don't hinder me. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're looking for some people that's going to touch and agree this morning on whatever the word of God say we can do, have, or be. Amen. Hallelujah. It's the power of agreement. Sometimes the devil will tell us that, oh, we don't have to let nobody know. We're going to just keep this all to ourselves. But there comes a time, a day, a moment, a second, a minute, and the hour that you need somebody that you can touch and agree with. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's power and agreement. Hallelujah. And I just want to let you know, you get what you believe for. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you feel like you can't achieve something, then that's what you get. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. But if you feel that you could achieve it, then that's what you will get. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I want to let you know that two makes a difference. Two make a difference when it comes to agreement.
Amen.
Some things you just cannot do by yourself. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Agreement means harmony. Harmony, symphony, amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah, harmony. See, with agreement, there's no division.
Amen.
There's no separation, amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. Glory to God. When you step out on faith, you're going to have to come into agreement with the word of God.
Amen.
Right there, that's agreement. You're agreeing with something and somebody, because the Bible says that Jesus it's the word, and the word became flesh.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. I just want to share with you a few short stories from the word of God. Hallelujah. The Bible says, if any two touch and agree on anything on earth, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm not talking about just taking somebody's hand and touching their hand. I'm not talking about in that physical kind of way. I'm talking about in the spirit realm. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because a lot of people take your hand and say, sister, I'm agreeing with you. Brother, I'm agreeing with you. And their heart is far from their lips. Amen.
Oh.
Hallelujah. I'm talking about somebody that's not just agreeing in the natural. I'm talking about a group of people that's going to believe God in the spirit realm. That he'll let heaven come to earth. Amen. Because the Bible says, let his will be done here on earth.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We don't need no division when it comes to the things of God. The Bible says, how can two walk together except they agree? Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. You need to be able to agree with that person that you're walking with. And if you can't agree with them, then you need to change your course. You need to change your route, amen? Because all you're doing is hindering that other person, and that other person is simply just hindering you. You need to link up with a body of believers that's believing what you, what,
what it is you say you want to have done. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because a lot of people, again, they hang out with you, but they ain't really believing God like you. Amen. And what they'll do is hold up the process. Amen. Now, you remember the story of Jonah. When God asked him to go and prophesy to the Ninevites. Jonah said, no, I'm not going to go and prophesy to them. They were a rebellious group of people. I'm not going to go and speak a word over their life. Jonah tried to hide from that situation. What did he do? He went and got upon a ship. And in that ship, he wasn't in agreement with God. So that ship began to rock. And the captain of that ship, he knew something. Amen. You see, when God make you the head, he's not going to leave you foolish. Amen. The captain was the head of that ship. And he said, wait a minute. This water is tossing like it shouldn't be. Glory to God. There's got to be somebody on this ship that's not believing. And he looked from top to bottom. And he went and scoped every man out. Is it you? No, I believe in God. Is it you? No, I believe in God. Is it you? No, not me. And then he said, okay, well, everybody on this ship is in agreement. So he tried to start that ship up again. And that ship began to get a little wavy. And he said, it got to be somebody on this ship that's not agreeing. When he looked deep down in the bottom of the ship, who did he find? Jonah. Hallelujah. And what did he do? He tossed Jonah out the ship. And Jonah end up in the belly of the whale. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. It's time to toss some people out of your ship. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. If they're not going where you're going, they're dead weight. Amen. My mother used to tell me when I was a little girl, weight breaks the wagon down. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. You can't have too much weight on the wagon because the wagon ain't going nowhere with dead weight. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes you got to pull over to the side and loose some of that stuff. Hallelujah, so your wagon could take off and get to that journey where you need to go. I don't know about you, but I'm on a mission for the King. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. I don't stand up here and read that mission every Sunday just to read it, just to let everybody know I went to school and I can read. I read that mission so it becomes life and reality that I can be about my Father's business. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. I need some people to come into agreement with the vision of this house today. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. If you think the vision is not for you, then you need to go find a ship that you agree with. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Because I told you by a prophetic word of the Lord on last week that God is getting ready to take us into a wealthy place. Amen. And those of you that still feel like you want to be in poverty, you need to loose him now. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God getting ready to take us into a wealthy place.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. So we got to come into agreement.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, Ecclesiastes chapter 4 and verse 9, it also talk about two is better than one. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He say two could get the job done better than one can in some cases. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because see, when you got two working on the same job, that assignment come to an end even quicker. Amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. Because you're not pulling all the load by yourself.
Amen.
You got somebody that can work with you.
Amen.
Anybody hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying today? Amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. Glory to God. You need somebody that's going to work with you. You need somebody that's going to believe with you.
Amen.
Glory to God. And if you can't see what that person sees, simply say, Lord, open up my eyes that I can see. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm reminded of the prophet Elijah right now. Hallelujah. When they were going out to battle and his armor bearer got kind of scared. And he said, I don't think that I could be a part of this thing, man of God. I perceive you to be a man of God, but all that stuff you're talking about, I don't know. Hallelujah. And Elijah simply prayed, say, Lord, open up his eyes that he may see in the spirit realm. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I ain't talking about the peekaboos you see with your natural eyes.
Amen.
Glory to God. I'm talking about in the spirit realm. Elijah said, Lord, open up his eyes that he may see. And when God opened up his armor bearer eyes, he was able to see in the spirit chariots of warriors Then he began to say, there are more with us than against us. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, if God has given you an assignment to believe for something, I want you to understand today that there is more with you than it is against you. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I'm not talking about, again, what you see in the natural. I'm talking about what you see in the spirit. Because God is not going to bring you to nothing that he won't take you through. Amen?
Amen.
If he bring you to it, he'll bring you through it. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm talking about the power of agreement. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Last week, hallelujah, one day I woke up and I began to pray early in the morning like most of us normally do. When our eyes open, we begin to give God thanks and we begin to give him our petitions. And I just found myself saying, Lord, give us an upper room experience. Hallelujah. You know when the apostles, they went to the upper room as Jesus instructed them to do. When he was going back to be with his Father in heaven, he told them to go to the upper room and tarry there for a while. Amen?
Amen.
That they may be endued with power from on high.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. You see, they even had to come into agreement with what Jesus told them. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And as they came into agreement, the Bible says about 120 people, souls were added to that one service. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And as they were endued with power from on high, the Bible said that he gave them power to lay hands on the sick in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To raise the dead. You see, the apostles, the signs and the wonders followed their life. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Everywhere they went, some type of miracle was taking place. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And God sent them out two by two. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So when they were working two by two, the other one had to believe what the next one was saying. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you don't believe it, somebody in that game gonna mess it up.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Now you think about the people of the world. They're wise. When they go to rob a bank, they don't say, you be on 54th Street and I'm on 62nd. They say, let us go into Great Western together. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So the God's children got to wake up.
Amen.
We got to learn how to agree with one another.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When it comes to the Word of God. Now, I can see you saying, I don't agree if it's not the Word of God.
Amen.
But if it's the Word of God, say, come on, sister, I want to believe with you.
Amen.
Glory to God. Come on, brother, I want to believe with you. I want to encourage you in the things of God. Because it's really not about you and it's not about me. But it's about the honor and the glory of God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to have to learn how to agree. Hallelujah. When it comes to the things of God, when it comes to the people of God. And I just want to encourage you again by the word of God. The Bible says, where any two or three are gathered in his name, touching and agreeing on anything, it shall be done. Sometimes we're looking for a particular person to come into the midst. Bishop so-and-so not here, so that prayer can't get answered. Prophet not here. Pastor not here. But you got another believer right there. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That you could agree with.
Oh, yeah.
Glory to God. And then sometime last week we were talking about finances. Sometimes we say we're not going to sow because the conditions are not right. But you better learn to agree with God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If God say so, so. If God say go, go.
Amen.
Don't look at your circumstances in the natural. Just know that you could do what God could do. You know what's coming to mind right now? When God told the children of Israel to go and possess the land of Canaan, some of them went to possess the land. Several men went out. But many of them came back and say, it's giants in that land. They look like they'll overtake us and overthrow us. But it was two that made the difference. That was Joshua and Caleb. Joshua and Caleb saw something totally different. Joshua and Caleb went and they spied out the land and they said, that looked like good land to us. sure enough look like the land that's flowing with milk and honey. Look like we could do this thing. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And because of Joshua and Caleb agreeing that the land was good, the children of Israel was able to walk straight through it. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Church, we got to come into agreement. Hallelujah. You know, I want to give you an illustration.
Hallelujah.
Look at this cup. It has water in it. This group over here say it's half empty. This group over here say it's half full. But it's the same amount of water. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You look at it. You say, oh, that cup is half empty. She look and say, oh, that cup is half full. You see, church, it's all in how you see things. Amen.
Amen.
You can see it God's way. Or you can see it your way.
Amen.
Now you choose which way you want to see it. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. If God say, guess what? You can lay hands on the sick in the name of Jesus and see them recover. Then you could do it. Amen?
Amen.
All it takes is you doing, having faith. Agreeing what God say you could do.
Amen.
If God's word say that you could cast out demons in the name of Jesus, then guess what you can do? Cast them out. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I really came to try to help you out this morning. Because there's some needs in this house. There's some things that you want to have. But you don't believe that you can do it. You don't believe that you can have it. You don't believe that that thing is for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It don't take a person bigger than you to get it done. All it does is take your faith and you can do it. God says it's impossible to please him without faith. You first got to have faith. And he said that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to agree this morning. Hallelujah. You want to see your family saved? Agree with the word of God. The word of God says, once you get saved, your whole house shall be saved. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. You can't keep looking at your brother on drugs saying, he's on drugs, he's on drugs. The Bible says life and death is in the power of the tongue. When you look at your brother, you say, oh, he's a mighty man of God.
Amen.
He's a man of valor.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I see him being used in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. You can open up your purse right now and have $2 in it. You can say, I have money, or you can say, I'm broke.
Amen.
The choice is up to you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You can say, oh, $2, I'm broke. No, I'm going to choose to say, I got money. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Money coming to me in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. You want that wife to get saved? You want her to be that virtuous woman of God? You can't keep talking against her.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You got to say, she's a virtuous woman. Hallelujah. I choose her. Amen. I chose her. See, the Bible said when you chose a wife, you chose a good thing.
Amen.
And not only did you choose a good thing, God said, I want to let you know, brothers, God said, you obtained favor from the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
See, you got to know what the word of God say. God, I chose your daughter, so now you got to give me favor in this situation.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. You may be saying, well, Lord, I want to be married, but I don't know if I can afford a wife. Yes, you could, because God said, I give you favor.
Amen.
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 Favor to put a roof over our head. Favor to keep us looking pretty. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Favor to provide for.
You,
hallelujah. God, you told me, I agree with your word today. You told me if I chose a wife, I chose a good thing, and I obtained favor from you, Lord. I don't have to look for favor from man because, God, you say I got favor with you.
Amen.
Glory to God. Are you hearing what the Spirit of the Lord is saying today? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. See, you need to be endued with power from on high. Thank you, Jesus. See, I'm not asking God for upper room experience for nothing. Because, see, when the apostles came out of the upper room, signs and wonders followed their life. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Everywhere I go, I'm not going to look for signs and wonders, because guess what? God said they're following me. I don't have to be looking signs and wonders. Is that person going to be healed? No, God said, baby, you step out there. And when you step out, they're going to follow you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, if I go prophesy that word coming to pass, God said, baby, open up your mouth and that word shall come to pass. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You have what you agree with. The power of agreement. If you say, I'm not going to ever get a job, or I'm going to stay on this job making that amount of money, guess what? You just prophesied your destiny. Glory to God. If you say, you know what, Lord? Hallelujah. I agree with your word that you say everything I do, I should do it as I'm doing it unto the Lord. So even in this entry level job, God, I'm going to work this job as I'm doing it unto you. You don't have to worry about brown nosing with the boss. You do that entry level job as you're doing it unto God, and God will raise you up. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Just agree with God's word. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Whatever you say you're going to have is that you say you got. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God say he made man in his image. And we know that God just spoke the word and everything came into existence. So if we speak the word, it'll come into existence. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm believing in God to take us to a wealthy place.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I'm believing in God to enlarge our territories.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God say this is the time that we should stretch forward our tent.
Oh, yes,
hallelujah. And if you're saying, Pastor, how are we going to stretch forward our tent? We don't even have it in our budget. I need you to get out. Amen.
Oh, yes,
hallelujah. And change your thinking, and you're welcome to come back.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But if you just figure we can't do it, you need to shake here.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because God getting ready to take us to a wealthy place, church. But I need to kind of stir your spirit to get you to start agreeing with what God say we can have. What God say we could do. What God say we could be. Hallelujah. 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 And you know, sometimes some of you will begin to think, oh, I've been praying. It don't look like my prayers are going to ever manifest. You better know that the minute you prayed, your prayer was answered. Hallelujah. Don't never go by what you see. Glory to God. Because what you see, it will, hallelujah, mess you up sometimes. You got to, you know how sometimes some of us wear contact lenses, eyeglasses and shades. You need to get some contact lens in the spirit. You need to get some glasses in the spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See yourself. Hallelujah, where God say you are at. Amen.
Yes,
hallelujah. God want to move you into a wealthy place. He said, dearly beloved, I wish above all that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prosper.
Yes,
hallelujah. If you got an ache in your body today, know that you are healed.
Amen.
God said, by Jesus' stripes, you are healed. Glory to God. He didn't say you were going to be healed. He said you are healed.
Amen.
Glory to God. See yourself prospering. The book of Deuteronomy 28 says everything you touch shall prosper.
Oh, yes,
glory to God. It shall prosper. Did you touch it? That means it's prospering.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. But see what you got to understand, that God's ways are not your ways. His thoughts are not your thoughts. As far as the east is from the west, so far his thoughts from yours. You may think that he's supposed to do it like that, and God says, shh, I do it like that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All you simply got to do is believe. He said, he that cometh to me must first believe. You got to believe when you come to God. Amen.
Amen.
You can't even come to him if you don't believe.
Amen.
Glory to God. And since I'm made in God's image, don't come to me if you don't believe.
Amen.
Don't come to me saying, Pastor, help me pray with this. And yet and still you wondering if it's going to be answered.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You keep that thing to yourself. Don't waste my time.
Amen.
I'm a busy woman. I'm about my Father's business.
Amen.
Glory to God. But if you want me to agree with you, knowing that it's going to come to pass, then I got a minute for you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Don't ever worry about if your prayer will answer. Just get up off your bending knees saying, God, I thank you.
Amen.
I thank you that it was answered. Amen.
Lord.
Hallelujah. If you go to the book of Daniel, Daniel was praying for 3 weeks. He was praying on behalf of his people. Hallelujah. And he probably got a little loose-hearted. Glory to God. See, sometimes, even though we live in the natural sphere, but how many know that there's a spiritual realm? Amen. Hallelujah. See, the Bible says, oh, Daniel, the minute thou prayed, thy prayer was answered. But the prince of Persia tried to hold it up. Now, notice what I said. He tried to hold it up. See, the devil can't, he cannot stop what God had want to do for you and through you. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. But he is going to try. Isaiah put it like this. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. It's already answered. It's already done. Amen. Hallelujah. See, we're talking about the power of agreement. And to agree, you need somebody else. Amen. You need something else. You just ain't agreeing just staring out into nowhere. I ain't talking about crazy people just looking around. I'm talking about somebody with a vision, with a goal, with a purpose, somebody on a mission. Glory to God. Daniel was on a mission. And you see, God will always send a witness to let you know that everything is all right. In spite of what it is, in spite of what it looked like, in spite of what it feels like, in spite of what you're going through, God will always send a witness. Hallelujah. The angel of the Lord was dispatched on Daniel's behalf. Glory to God. And I believe as I speak prophetically, God is loosing some angels to you today. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. To let you know that everything is all right. All right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The angel came to Daniel and said, oh, Daniel, the moment that thy prayer was answered. But there was a war going on in the heavenlies. Hallelujah. I had to contend with Satan. Glory to God. See, your prayer, we're here on the earth. But your prayer trying to reach heaven. Well, not trying, it's going to reach heaven. So your prayer goes to from level to level. And before it got to the third heaven where God is, it had to get up there to the middle where the demonic forces are. And he tried to intercept it. So there was a war going on in the heavenlies. So one angel, Michael, the archangel, was left to fight him. And he dispatched the other angel to tell Daniel, Daniel, everything is okay. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So I stopped by here today to let you know that long as you're believing in the word of God, everything is okay. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, when you leave here today, you need to go find somebody that don't have no hope. I need you to look them in the face and let them know whatever they lot may be. Amen. Hallelujah. Sister, you agreeing for this and you feel downhearted on that. I need you to be a prophetic people today. I need you to go and agree with somebody. Somebody that think that is nothing is happening in their life. Go and agree with them today. Hold your head up in the name of Jesus. You can make it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I want to just encourage you on that today. There is power in agreement. And if you remember, hallelujah, in the New Testament, there were a group of widows that came together every day. And there was this particular sister named Dorcas. She knitted and she made little sweaters and what have you for the other sisters. And the Bible said that Dorcas fell sick. And all the other widows begin to cry and they begin to mourn because they lost one of their beloved. But they knew that the apostle of God was around. Amen. Hallelujah. And they called for Peter. See, sometimes people say, oh, you don't have to. She's a man. He's a man just like you. She's a woman just like you. But sometimes God put an anointing in a person for your purpose. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes you go, oh, I don't have to go to her. That's a lie from the pit of hell. God ordained her for a reason.
Amen.
I don't have to go and seek out him, but God ordained him for a reason. Amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. But see, this was a smart group of women. They said the Apostle Peter somewhere around here. They went and got the Apostle Peter. And they said, Peter, come and pray. Our friend has fell dead. Hallelujah. Peter went. The Bible says he just looked at her, touched her, and said, daughter, get up. And the Bible says Dorcas' breath came back. Hallelujah. See, again, it's all in how you see it. They saw her dead, but he saw her sleep. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Dorcas got up again. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you're not hanging out with prophetic, apostolic people, you need to find some. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Jesus say, I and my Father are one. Praise the Lord. I and my Father are one. John chapter 10 and verse 30. You see, right there, that tells you that Jesus had to be in agreement. Even with his Father. Hallelujah. When his Father loosed him to come to earth, he didn't say, okay, when he got a message from the Father, oh, no, I'm down here on earth, so I'm going to do it my way. You're not down here. You don't know what's going on. Whatever he heard the Father say, that's what he did. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are you hearing what I'm saying today, church? Hallelujah. The power of agreement. Hallelujah. You got somebody that's believing for a loved one to get saved, don't look at that person and tell that person it's no hope. What you believing for him for? What you believing for her for? Let it go. If I was you, I'd just let it go. No, what you simply need to do is say, okay, well, I'm going to believe with you, but you pray for my faith that I could believe with you. Amen? Hallelujah. Because the Bible say, all heaven rejoice over one lost soul. Glory to God. Somebody had to agree for you today.
Amen.
Somebody had to agree for me today.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says, whatsoever things that we ask for, when we pray, if we believe, we shall have those things.
Amen.
John 15 says, if my word abide in you, and you abide in me, you can ask for what you want. Amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. How many got the word of God abiding in you today?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So that means that you can ask for what you want. Amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know how sometimes they say, don't be scared. Don't be scared to ask God for what you want. You have not because you ask not.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And sometimes you ask doubting and wavering. But the Apostle James put it like this. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. See, you can't be double-minded. You got to know that once you ask God for something, that is done. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is done. Hallelujah. Train your natural eyes. You just got to train your natural eyes to see it done. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. God trying to get you to another level. Trying to get you to another level. Because you have agreed for some things before and it came to pass. But then you think that's all that can come to pass. God trying to get you to believe higher. God trying to get you to believe for more. Glory to God. And I'm not really talking about more of your cars and more of your houses. And we're going to be an apostolic people. We need to believe God for more souls. Glory to God. We say, oh, we really need to get a building because from Sunday to Sunday, this place begin to get jam-packed.
Amen.
But let's believe God. Okay, souls are coming in. Let's believe God for the building.
Amen.
To enlarge our territory.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Again, we're talking about the power of agreement. I'm not talking about agree with me in my face. I'm talking about agreeing with me in the spirit.
Amen.
When it gets to the nitty gritty, I'm talking about if you got to fast for me.
Amen.
Fast for me.
Amen.
That's the talking about power of agreement I'm talking about. I'm talking about if you got to wake up 3 o'clock in the morning and get down on your face to pray for that person. That's what I'm talking about. Glory to God. Glory to God. That's the type of power of agreement I'm talking about. Amen. That's the type of power of agreement that Jesus is talking about. Glory to God. Yeah, girl, I agree with you. You sure right. But you ain't doing nothing about it. You ain't hardly praying. You just saying, yeah, girl, I agree. You ain't bombarding the host of hell, saying, loose her in the name of Jesus. Loose everything she needs. Get your dirty hands off her family. I put the blood of Jesus against you. You won't have my friend. You won't have my neighborhood. That's what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. Amen. Hallelujah. When you get out on a mission field for the Lord, everything else you need is going to be added unto you. So really, in essence, you don't really have to worry about things coming to you. Just stay before the Lord. Amen. Stay before the Lord doing his bidding. Saying, Lord, what could I do for you? What could I do for your kingdom? Anoint my hands to work in the vineyard. Make me a person that's attracted to souls. Glory to God. You say you want to work in the kingdom? Hallelujah. Go after some souls. See what you can find to do in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Press your way through. Glory to God. If they need help over here, say, okay, Lord, I do it. I volunteer. Glory to God. Do whatever you can do in the house of the Lord. And all other things shall be added unto you. I want to leave you with this one scripture. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 20. He said, believe his word and you shall be established. See, right there you got to agree with the word to even be established. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. He said, believe his prophets and you shall prosper. Glory to God. You can't come in front of a man or woman of God and ask for a prophetic word and then say, I wonder if that's really true. You didn't really agree. So guess what? It's not that the word was wrong. It's that you wrong.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God, because you get what you believe for.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You want to be established? Believe every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God.
Amen.
Believe his servant. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm not talking about false servants. I'm talking about those that are called by God.
Amen.
And it shall come to pass. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. The power of agreement. You don't know how awesome you are in God.
Amen.
Sometimes you don't even realize how awesome you are in God. You let things hinder you. I don't know. I just don't know. You better open up the book. You better know. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on and put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I have some prayer requests. Hallelujah. That we have been praying over. Hallelujah. That's on the altar. Hallelujah. That's already answered. Amen.
Amen.
The minute we pray, we believe God, that's taken care of.
Well, praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Beloved, I'm delighted that I was able to share with you this awesome message on the power of agreement. Now, I take this opportunity to agree with you that everything that concerns you is covered by the wonderful blood of Jesus Christ. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Remember, Jesus loves you. He died that you may live. Will you please help this ministry to take the gospel to the ends of the earth by praying for us? and sending your love offerings to the address on this label. Remember, there's power in agreement. Matthew chapter 18 and verse 19.